Inflation is a huge concern in the economy right now. This week, the Consumer Price Index showed prices were up 5.4%. That's compared to a year ago. But how exactly does the government track this number? Stacey Vanek Smith and Darian Woods of The Indicator from Planet Money got a peek behind the curtain.
To get the inflation number every month, millions of data points are involved, gathered by around 450 dedicated workers.
Hi, my name is Emily Masitis, and I am an economist with the United States Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Every month, Emily and her colleagues go on a hunt for inflation. To do this, they track the price of, well, just about everything. Rent, haircuts, trucks, weddings, funerals, yoga pants.
And my favorite saying is, we follow prices on pretty much everything that is legal in the country. So.
And it starts with surveys taken by thousands of households, just everyday people all across the country who write down in really minute detail how they spend their money.
And then inflation watchers like Emily will find, you know, a particular brand of butter at a particular store, and they will track the price of it for years.
We have a 600-page manual for a reason.
Really? It's 600 pages? Have you read it?
I have.
To check these prices, trackers like Emily used to drive around to stores and then come back to that store to look at that same item month after month, which sounds really kind of old school and needlessly labor intensive. But this data is just that important.
Of course, COVID changed everything. So now Emily's day is a lot of this.
This is Emily Masitis calling with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So we are just doing the Consumer Price Index update on our pair of socks.
Socks. Of course, they are not just any white athletic socks, though.
Just verifying some specifics on the item. It's knee length. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Emily makes a note of all of this. And now the moment is here. The price.
They're $7.99.
Turns out the price hasn't changed since last month.
But that is just one store. And you cannot measure inflation using just one pair of socks. And Emily has at least 30 more price checks ahead of her today, including to a little corner store in Philadelphia to check the price of butter.
$4.35.
$4.35?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's gone up 25%. Do you happen to know why it's increased so much?
But Emily's been doing this for years, and her spidey sense is going off. So before she fills out that special form, she asks the store owner to double-check the price of that butter.
Okay, so it's not $4.35 right now?
No, it's $2.50.
So it turns out he was looking at the wrong brand of butter. And in fact, the particular butter Emily's been tracking is less than it cost last month.
Okay. I was going to say, we're like, that's a huge increase for butter, huh? You can stack up on it. I'm glad you took the time to look that up for me. That I appreciate it.
This is why it's so important to be so precise. That 5.4% inflation rate that pushed markets down, that has policymakers issuing statements and the price of gold rising, that number comes down to this. A woman calling a supermarket in Philadelphia to check the price of butter. And then double checking to make sure the data is right.
Darian Woods,
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.